You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Let's get down to business.
We're a little under the gun. Anna's got a tennis match. We wanted to get this recorded for you because we know you demand it, that your lives mean nothing until this is released every week. So let's make this happen.
All right. We start the episode.
We're really moving along at a brisk clip. No Sorry. Time to waste.
I didn't know if I was on my first page or second page of notes. The girls are discussing Becca's age, which has not been... Ooh, I have to sneeze. Ha-choo! Woo! Brisk pace.
I'm not going to edit that out.
Has not been disclosed on the show, but a quick Google search will tell you that she's 22.
It not in her bio? In like her little bachelor bio?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, but the cat's out of the bag, at least amongst
I
the
know
girls.
At least that, yeah, like with yeah. the other girls, when they show the age at the bottom, they did not have Becca's.
It said question mark, question mark.
It just said, too young, Ari. Too young.
Young girl, get out of my mind. I'm seeing a lot of song cues to go with this situation. Yeah. We'll get there.
All right. The girls say that the stakes are higher now because Ari sent Lauren S. home. And Crystal says she's proud of him for doing that because she's a stone cold bitch. Really, she says it's because it shows that he's a man who knows what he wants, which is true. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like Ari gave a big old signal to the ladies. He's not fucking around.
He knows he only wants a couple of Laurens around. Yeah. He knows he doesn't want four Laurens around.
That's too many.
No, thank you.
Harrison is wearing blue again, which at this point I can't stop noticing.
I can't unsee him.
I know. Yeah.
He's a vision in blue. He's resplendent in blue.
And he tells the ladies there will be no date today here. In Los Angeles.
Dot, dot, dot.
Ooh, Harrison.
And then they lose their minds. I feel like Harrison's been kind of a downer this season at the beginning.
He's the voice of reason.
No, Crystal is the voice of reason and the voice of reality. Mm-hmm. These other girls, they're living in a false reality.
Mm-hmm. I have heard that before. Yes. I've heard that.
They're actually trapped in the Matrix.
He tells the women that there's no date in Los Angeles because they're about to embark on a journey that will take you literally around the world, starting in South Lake Tahoe.
Exotic.
Ooh,
all right.
Let this world journey begin.
So international. I hope everyone got their passport stamped.
I do feel like it's a pretty, that's like a turning point in the show, or a marker if you know that you make it out
yes.
of LA,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and there are 15 girls left, which is about right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm starting to get to know him. He still has, I mean, spoiler alert, that one of the ones that makes it through is Ashley. I literally have never seen her before in my life.
Right.
Literally.
Just never have. Even when we went through all of the girls at the beginning of the season, she wasn't there. She just sort of, she wandered on set.
I think it might be Matt from Rachel's season. She's dressed in.
Hello,
dressed as a
I'm
lady.
Ashley. No good.
Oh, no.
There it is. Oh, dear.
Hello, dearie. Keeping it tight with our Delphire references.
Hip topical references.
Hello!
Okay. They go to South Lake Tahoe. Ari is staying at the Hard Rock Casino. 12-year-old me wants a shirt, Ari. Okay, thanks.
And coincidentally, Becca wants a shirt, too. They're real popular at her school.
I heard that at Becca's school, kids are more into...
Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood. But that's Hollywood just Tahoe. Like Becca, to set her own pace.
Well, she likes more of the rock and roll lifestyle with the furs, the short hair, the 90s style.
So retro. All right.
Let's get going. What's the taxidermy girl? Kendall. There's a bunch of taxidermy in the cabin.
She's super excited.
Kendall's having a great time with it. In case we don't get to it later, we need to mention that Kendall has a small taxidermy pig that she brought with her on this trip that sits on her shoulder.
It's a duck.
I thought she said it was a pig.
I swear she said it's a duck. Because
it's one of those drawings where depending on how you look at it, it can be a pig or a duck.
It's a duck because it's named Ping, like the children's story that we've read our children multiple times.
Oh, was she saying Ping instead of pig? Is that
you
what's going on?
You are really tuned in.
Yeah, I really know what's going on.
It's a duck named Ping.
Okay, I thought it was a pig.
And we didn't get to meet him.
I wanted to meet him. No. I thought he was a pig. But anyways, she's got a taxidermy duck.
Sits on her shoulder. Yep. That's skipping way ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that in.
Kendall is excited about the taxidermy. Cien gets the one-on-one. They go, sky gliding?
Parasailing. Yeah, well, and the other girls are watching them through binocs from the house. As they parasail.
Is that a thing? Binocs?
Binocs, yeah.
It's
that's
redonk.
We're supposed to keep this tidy. I don't want to say binoculars. That's going to take too
Sammy
long.
Sammy Sams.
Okay, are we not allowed to play those clips anymore?
From Aziz Ansari? Yeah. No, I think you're allowed to. You just also have to say hashtag me too.
Right. Hashtag asshole.
Yeah. Hashtag not sure how to approach it. Because it doesn't feel illegal, but it feels really skeezy.
Right.
Hashtag,
super skeezy, terrible behavior. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Cien, in case you're wondering, loves the sound of water crashing. And Ari thinks that's so awesome. I feel like
that
now
awesome.
That the dates are getting more one-on-one and we're getting to hear more of Ari, it is only confirming my belief that he has zero to say.
Yeah. Very
the
interesting.
The only time
yeah.
that we saw him get really animated in this date was when he was talking about that crash.
Yeah. And we find out really he's more machine than man at this point. It's half robot. Yeah, we'll get to it. But Cien, so they have, I mean, it's not a super exciting date. I will note one of the things Ari says is, I love doing things outside. That's why I love Scottsdale. And Cien is like, well, and your family's there, right? And she's like, yeah, I see them every other day. But he kind of forgets about that element of it.
He also says, I was just so interested about you. I was like, wow, like, you know, she's like very educated. Oh, buddy.
Like very educated. I mean, again, the day just seems to confirm that Cien is
After he says that, Cien says their energy is really in sync.
I saw that. When she, at one point, doesn't she say that, like, she's really happy with how the conversation is going?
Yeah.
And they edit it in a really funny way.
Yeah.
So that it's like he's saying something really mundane at the same time.
That's every time he talks.
Yes. Yeah.
Back at the mansion, Mikkel learns that her grandfather passed away. And interestingly, she's leaving to go back home. But I always assumed if you left, you left.
Right. You were as good as dead.
Yeah. And I think she probably will be. Like, I feel like this will turn into some fake storyline about how, you know, it's not Mikkel's fault that her grandfather died, but he really made progress with the other girls in that time.
Well, she's
going to
show back up in Johannesburg or wherever they are, and he's going to send her packing
Reno.
Again. Yeah, right. Their world tour. They're actually doing a hot air balloon tour, like around the world in 80 days. So it's going to take them a while to get places.
Literally. The girls figure out from the group date that the only person who's not on it is Becca, which means that she has the other one-on-one. Crystal says that Ari is looking for a woman, not a girl. She turns into the nurse from that Saved by the Bell episode. Zach, do you want a girl or a woman? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the nurse that, the school nurse that falls in love with her. We're like,
well, he has a crush on her, so she
she
to be
comes
in
on
love with
too
him
strong.
To freak him out.
One of their classic schemes. I love when the tables get turned on Zach.
I also have in my notes that I'm not sure if that's true, that Ari wants a woman and not a girl.
Right. We'll find out later that when in more depth.
Cian and Ari go out to eat, and Cian exclaims as they walk up to the restaurant, "Are we gambling?" So I felt connected to her in that moment.
Also, she wants Ari to teach her how to wink, which I was confused whether that is a teachable skill. Like, what kind of lessons are involved with, yeah, I'm move, winking. do your eye like this.
I'm winking at you.
Yeah, yeah. Here, do it this way. Then they listen to the musical stylings.
I wouldn't count on Ari to teach me about anything.
No. They listen to the musical stylings of Lenka. No. Well, we're keeping it tidy. Is there something
we need to talk about? Because Cian gets a little deep, and she says that, you know, as an African-American woman, fairy tale love stories don't usually happen to people who look like her. Have you seen The Princess and the Frog? Because I'm just saying.
You know, I'm guessing she has. To go out on a limb.
No, I mean, I thought she was really honest.
Yeah.
And Ari, so, I mean, again, something that we've noticed, when Ari wants to give the rose, I think more often than not, he gives it really quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't wait until the end of the date to give it to her. You know, I don't know. I think when he likes you, he likes
you. He likes, and that is to his credit. I mean, he's a straight shooter.
That's what Courtney Robertson said, too. he says there's so much depth to her, which I think is true, and which is why.
Right. Did he say, she's way too good for me? She should leave immediately.
He said that the last episode when he found out that she went to Yale.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, yeah, she's out of my league.
And she is. She is way too good for you.
Lenko is there to perform. Mm-hmm. I will say, I like it that they've stopped pretending that they know who the musicians are. Because it used to be like, I can't believe that Lenko is here performing for us.
Though if you read between the lines, like, I can't believe that Lenko is here. Like, it's not enthusiasm in their disbelief.
I had an idea.
Okay.
I think that what they should do is start bringing back all the musicians from previous seasons. So you want a musician there? You call up James Taylor, not the real James Taylor.
Yeah,
yeah. The Bachelor James Taylor.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Luke Pell was
Carly.
Carly's a singer. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Group date. They're going on a hike. Kendall's excited. She says it's the kind of date that she shines on. They invite a former Green Beret who
and his wife.
Way more attractive than Ari.
Yeah, baby, I bet you did. He's older man with gray hair.
Kill Ari and just bring this guy in.
That guy actually killed Ari.
So it ends up being not just hiking, but really kind of a survivalist date.
Mm-hmm. Ari pretends to drink his own pee.
It's apple juice.
Yeah.
You are a trickster,
sir. A jokester.
So they have to pee in a bottle, and Marique brings up the fact that Gandhi used to drink his own pee. So if Gandhi can do it.
If Gandhi did it, yeah. Gandhi also used to sleep naked with young women, but not do anything as a way to test his sexual purity. So
did he really?
Yeah. So there you go, Marique.
Dirty bastard.
Do that as well.
Yeah. Hashtag Aziz. Gandhi, you're no better than the rest of them. Ari leads by example and quote unquote drinks his pee. The girls are gagging. One of them is like, I'm gonna throw up.
Crystal said that it was beneath her, this whole thing.
Jacqueline is like, okay, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
And almost takes a sip. And then Ari's like, oh, but it was apple juice.
Hold on. It would have been amazing if she would have gone through with it. Also, is that a genuine survival tactic that you're supposed to drink your own pee?
I always heard that you were never supposed to do that because it would dehydrate you further.
Right, that it's actually not a good idea.
Yeah, like it's worse to drink your pee.
Call bullshit on this Green Beret. I don't think he's a Green Beret at all.
We're going to need James Franco to call in and weigh in on how that went down in 36
127 hours. Yeah.
They eat worms. I'd rather drink pee. Not really? Like guzzle it, but yeah, between eating a worm and like taking a sip of my pee, I would go pee.
Good question. I might go worms.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. And they legit eat worms.
Yeah, yeah.
These aren't any gummy worms, yo. Let's see. All right, they're going on a wilderness trek. They've divided up into two teams. It was very Troop Beverly Hills-esque.
Very true. Having not seen that film in its entirety, yes, I will say it was very Beverly Hills, Troop Beverly Hills-esque indeed. Gather around you, friends of mine. The world and its girls and its cookie time. One of the non-Ari team gets hopelessly lost.
Just like in Troop Beverly Hills.
There you go.
Just like,
same thing, same scenario.
Ari's on the blue team. He says it's a good way to get to know some of the girls he doesn't know as well, but it's like Crystal, Tia, like it's all girls.
Right, the people that he does actually know pretty well. Yeah.
It's a bullshit, Ari. Crystal's just insufferable on this date. She's just bitching the whole time about how juvenile the other girls are.
I feel like I'm a camp counselor.
Honestly, part of me just looks around and sees the desperation. I'm confused as to, is this real life? God. Oh my God.
Terrible.
There are not enough Tina Fey, Oh Brother, eye rolls for this date.
For Crystal in general, for this entire
situation.
She's just
the worst.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably gonna, we'll see how it all shakes out in the end, but she'll go down in the pantheon of terrible bachelor contestants.
Pretty terrible.
Also, I think there's a very high chance she'll be on Paradise.
I think it's pretty clear at this point that she's not going to be the one he chooses.
No.
I'm going to give her two more episodes. I think next week she reveals herself to be absolutely horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess that maybe we get one more cliffhanger of her getting picked last, and then she's
out.
She's out.
Yeah, well, her shenanigans at the end, interrupting the rose ceremony, did not endear her to Ari at all.
No, you could tell that
he was like, what's up?
She seemed really desperate in that
moment.
Yeah. But we're jumping ahead.
The desperation is palpable. Whatever.
Your crystal is not nearly as good as mine.
Let's hear yours. Yours is good.
When she says, I don't know what I'm going to say to him, but whatever it is, it's going to be perfect.
Whatever it is, it will be. And it is.
All right. He has some one-on-one time with Lauren.
I really enjoyed some quotes from this.
When she says that she wants to be with someone who she can grow old with and they can just spank each other's butts because that's cute. That's not cute.
Also, when they're super old and gross looking, she has to throw that in because, you know, old people are really gross.
Old people disgust me. Oh. Chelsea, I'm talking about you.
Just look at Chelsea. Look at your future. She also says, what are you looking for to Ari? I know you want someone with a flexible schedule.
I love that.
Yeah, that's his number one. Like, that's the deal breaker.
I mean, I get you. Yeah. We have flexible schedules, and girl is nice.
It's pretty great.
It allows us to record this podcast.
To do stupid things like this. Ari says that he really likes independent women. We are the women who are independent. Throw your hands up at me. All the
honey to make you money. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Right. We'll see how that plays out.
Okay. Kendall says, tells Ari that eating bugs is just, she feels like it's something she's always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I've just always wanted to eat a bunch of bugs. I like it that Kendall is still around because she is weird.
She is weird. Yeah.
You wouldn't think it would be easy to segue from talking about your stuffed duck named Ping to a pretty hot and heavy makeout session.
Yeah.
But Kendall
she
does it.
Yeah.
She pulls it off.
She really knows how to set the mood.
I feel like Ari's intrigued by her.
I think so too. And hey,
she's
who wouldn't be?
I mean, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's good looking. And she
it's always nice to be a weirdo when you're strikingly beautiful.
Yeah, be, you know, an uggo and be into taxidermy and eating worms and see how that goes for you. You know, here's just a general stray comment that I have. With Crystal shenanigans, Chelsea has gotten way more boring.
Yeah, like I noticed that in this episode as well. Chelsea has kind of receded into the background. Mm-hmm.
Which is not necessarily a bad play in these earlier episodes.
She did a dead-on Crystal
impression. Yes, she did. A lot of them did. Yeah, they are not having it.
So Crystal tries to kind of, so while they're doing their time with Ari on the group date, Crystal pulls aside Caroline and, oh well, no, I'm sorry. First, Crystal talks to Ari and tells him that she feels like a target was put on her back by the other girls because she got the first one-on-one. And just, I really believe in coming from a place of love and just pouring that into people.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Ugh.
The worst.
The worst. Ari does seem to kind of believe her. I think in his mind, he's probably like, yep, shit's getting competitive in the house.
Right.
Big surprise. Right. But Crystal later in the night pulls Tia and Caroline aside and tells them that her feelings were hurt, to which Tia says, "By us, dude, really?" Tia has kind of a low voice, right?
Yeah, I like Tia.
Mm. Do you?
Yeah, in a Crystal Tia match off, well, face off.
In an Ari, I would pick anybody over Crystal at this point.
Sure, right. I think Tia, I don't like Tia for him. I think Tia's got some personality. We're still in the situation in the show where I'm not clear on a lot of their personalities. Even Marique tells us that her personality doesn't come through.
I feel like
setting.
Tia's personality is just, hey, Raven did really well on this show, so I'm going to be like Raven. But I'm a little bit more country. My voice is deeper.
I'm a little bit amped up.
Yeah. Tia is like white trash Raven, and Raven is already pretty white trash.
Yeah, you didn't know it was possible, but here it is.
Yeah, it's what happens when you live in Wiener. Tia's not having it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, this is another
thing. And
I
don't blame
her.
Yeah, I mean, Tia doesn't take shit from Crystal.
Yeah. She says she really calls Crystal out for playing the victim. And I guess what they were like rolling their eyes in the hot tub or something.
So Ari came and put his... You really didn't pay attention in this episode, did you?
No, I mean, I just didn't feel like...
Ari came and put his arm around Crystal. And Tia and Caroline were kind of like mocking them from across the hot tub and were like, oh, you guys sleep together? We sleep together. Like they were joking.
Yeah. I guess just I was paying attention. I just didn't see something that warranted a discussion.
I saw a lot of your online chess game being looked
at. That was important too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tia also tells Crystal off for like making a big deal about how, I've already been on a one-on-one. I've been on a group date. I mean, she's right. Crystal goes around bragging.
Right.
And nobody says boo. And then the second that Crystal feels insecure, she kind of lashes out at the girls, and they're just not having it.
Right. Well, and it's like a humble brag or like a, like, I just
It's really
wanna...
not even humble.
Well, but it's one of those things like, I'm helping you by giving you advice because I've been on so many dates that you guys have. It's that.
She says, I just honestly feel like a lot of the girls here don't operate on my level.
That's true.
Yeah.
Correct.
She also says it's hard for her to shine for who she is in a way that doesn't feel too intimidating for other women.
Yeah.
And it's because she's flawless. She calls herself flawless. The worst.
Ugh.
All right, let's move on from that. Oh, just to say, Ari gives the rose to Tia and Crystal is pissed.
Yeah, she is. All right, let's cook along here.
Becca and Ari are exploring Tahoe on horseback, aka my nightmare.
Your nightmare, your worst nightmare. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I promised
you. If I ever went on The Bachelor, if you die and I have to go look for another husband on The Bachelor, which
you're
I would
praying
do,
that happens, really.
I can't say that I would be that disappointed.
If something happens to me, folks, please look into it. If I disappear under mysterious circumstances.
But I would get cut because I would be crying like Annalise, and they would do a ridiculous flashback
of you
on
riding
all of my
a horse.
Horse experiences.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mom. I know you're listening.
The horses are named Cowboy and General. I just wanted to toss that in.
General. Ari says that Becca is full of life and super mature. I just have to imagine that the producers are like baiting him.
Yeah.
Do you think Becca's mature?
Yeah. Do you
She's
really?
She's super mature.
Yeah. Does she seem really old to you? Yeah.
Ari says, I can't believe I've never been here, you know, about Lake Tahoe.
Right.
And she says, I like where our conversation is.
That's
go.
It. That was the thing I had earlier where it was like the most boring thing ever. And then like, really, this was a really interesting conversation.
He tells that story about crashing.
Mm-hmm. He's got what, like a metal collarbone?
Yeah. Okay. Like a piece of metal. Yeah.
Yeah. In a car called the Black Widow.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yikes. Should have known better, Ari.
Badass.
Yeah.
The girls at home are very interested in whether or not Becca is going to reveal her age to him. And they seem pretty confident that if she tells him she's 22, it means that she'll be sent home. And if she continues to cover it up and kind of avoid it, that he'll probably give her the rose.
Yeah. I will say, though, this is the point in the show, and Becca seemed to realize this too, that like if she doesn't reveal her age, it's like withholding.
It's done. Yeah. You know, absolutely. Because he hasn't straight up asked her until now.
And he doesn't ask her again. She brings it up once they go to dinner in a really awkward transition. I can't remember what she says beforehand, but it's just like blah, blah, blah. Wait, do you know how old I am?
I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
So they're at dinner. Ari asks if she has ever been in the... if she's ever considered marriage. And she says, I don't think I've ever been in the right time or with the right person. Which is because she would have been a child bride.
Right, yes.
But then he said... He's kind of talking about how mature he's gotten in recent years. Which to him means, I like to wake up early now.
He also talks about how he's become a bit more boring, which you have.
Yeah, that's true.
Correct.
Maybe that's what we're seeing with this lack of personality.
Yeah.
Is like, he used to be really great.
Well, he literally says, like, I've become a lot more boring in the last 5 years.
Yep
correct. Yeah. Correctamundo.
So he says, I enjoy waking up with the sun. Somehow that's a sign that he's ready for marriage. He asks her, like...
That's a criteria.
That and flexible schedule.
Mm-hmm.
He says, do you like to go out? And she says, you know, actually a lot of my weekends consist of waking up early because I like to meet up with my friends to go climbing because she does mountain climbing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she segues because she's like, that's her going out. And then she's like, wait, do you know how old I am?
Well, I guess part of the point is she couldn't go out until like 6 months ago.
That's
anyways.
True, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you like to go out? I don't know.
She had a fake ID. She tells him she's 22 and Ari says, gosh.
I thought he said, oh my God.
I said that it was like Andy Bernard realizing that his girlfriend is in high school when he's going out. So.
Yeah, I'll say this was actually really interesting to me. And my global comment on this was that they actually had a pretty frank conversation about it.
Yeah.
And that it actually was like straight up maturity wise, this was more mature than Crystal and Caroline.
Yeah.
And Tia
no,
behaved.
To her credit,
you know?
Becca, I do think, is a mature 22-year-old.
Right.
I don't know if she's ready for marriage, but honestly, who knows if Ari is? I mean, I don't know.
Keeps racing away from his problems.
And you're right. I mean, Ari does say, like, I'm not here for a 22-year-old girlfriend. I'm here to find a wife. I knew that Becca was young. I just didn't know how young she was. And he doesn't know if she's ready for that. And that's a good, there's a big difference between being 36 and 22.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think they talk about it pretty well. I like she said, stop looking for me to give you the assurance that you're not going to get because you don't get that from love. Like, that's a... I don't think I've ever said anything that insightful in my life.
No,
but
you
certainly not when I was 22 years old.
I think it was shitty of the producers, I said this to you, to let her come on the show. Like, why? If I just can't imagine. I'm guessing that when you give your, like, these are the criteria of the women that I'd like you to bring on for me. I can't imagine that you don't put an age range on there.
Right.
And I don't think that he would have said 22 to 30,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it was a I just think it was mean of them to put her on there. Because it's unfair to her, and it's unfair to him.
Yeah.
Because he likes her. You can tell he does.
Right, no, and they have, I mean, as they say, they have good chemistry. They have interesting, you know, connections. They seem intrigued by one another.
And he gives her the, I mean, God, she says that they have, like, good conversations. I feel like he should put a ring on that.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. I think he's interesting, Mary.
Yeah.
Well, he also, he does the thing he's been doing all season where he's like, I need to say vague things about whether I'm going to keep you or not. And he literally says, let me do this with the rose in my hand.
I know. I actually thought that he was maybe going to cut her.
Me too, yeah.
But alas, his sanity does not prevail and he keeps her. I don't know. I mean, I was torn on that decision. I can see if the only thing that you have a problem with is the age and everything else you love. I mean, I can see not cutting her quite yet.
Sure, right. Really see if it's working out.
He said he's going to guard his heart, though.
Guard and protect time.
Protect.
We've been there before.
Helicopter. All right. Rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Cocktail party.
No cocktail party. Nope.
Sorry, ladies. Ari knows what he wants to do. He is canceling the cocktail party, which gets a lot of the girls worried because they really wanted that one-on-one time with him. Kendall says, which I thought was just an astute observation, that Crystal, whenever she gives her little toasts or speeches to the girls, sounds like she's saying things that a public speaker told her to say.
Yeah, no, totally. And that really even hits the nail on the head. Like, it's like vague platitudes about life or whatever. Yeah, stuff you would see on like bathroom towels or something, you know?
Or like Etsy prints.
Yep.
They are all sick of Crystal. Like Becca says that she's fake. You can just tell. I mean, I'm hoping. I think next week it's all going to come to a head.
It seems looks
like it does.
Yeah.
Harrison tells Ari that the ladies were shocked and dismayed. Shock and awe. that Ari had the nerve to cancel the cocktail party.
I mean, at the very least, you want some free cocktails, right?
Well,
I mean,
sure. Yeah. Or all that seafood.
Right. Yeah. I mean, flying a bunch of lobsters into Tahoe. Huge spread.
Again, I would have held it just because I knew Ping was going to be there. Crystal, so they all line up, and Ari is about to announce the first name, and Crystal pulls a kind of classic move. Can I talk to you for a second?
Ugh.
And the girls, I mean, not surprisingly, are pissed.
All right. Well, and they make a really good point, which is like he specifically said like he didn't want to do this.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. And she doesn't even have, because at first I was like, well, maybe if she's going to like specifically explain something that happened, but she's just like, I just want to let you know that I really feel a connection. I'm not here to play games. She just seems so desperate and like, I mean, I don't know. I felt like you could feel the desperation oozing from her.
Yes, oozing from her, smiley face.
Even Ari, who by all accounts doesn't seem to be the most...
Sharpest tool in
perceptive,
the drawer.
Yeah. I think he could pick up on it.
Do you think that... I would love to get our stats person to run the stats. Do you think that ever works? To interrupt like the rose ceremony? Do you think that's ever a good
move?
We are
hiring a stats person? We can pay
you. Must have a PhD in statistics.
Sugar bear vitamins.
Workload is 60 hours per week.
We're looking for a flexible schedule, much like Ari. What was your question? Sorry, I was too busy forming my joke.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's important to get that job ad out there.
National search.
National search. International search.
Jorge.
Do you think it ever works to interrupt like that? Do you think that, has that ever worked in the past?
It's something to think about.
Sure. That's a thinker.
That's a think piece right there. Right.
Oh, I'm writing a hot take about it right now.
I think it has. I can't tell you specifically when, but I think there have been times when actually, if you have something specific to correct, that it has worked.
Uh-huh. That it saved someone.
Yeah. Caroline and Brittany, auf Wiedersehen.
Dunzo.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
You're out. You're fired. Lauren, Kendall, Ashley, again, who the fuck are you?
Right.
Becca K, Chelsea, Jenna, Jacqueline, Marique, and Crystal are in.
And so what? Where are they headed next? What's next?
I don't... Did we know?
They showed a preview, but I don't think they explained where they were going.
Yeah, I don't think we got specific information. They're just all like, I can't believe that Crystal would...
Yeah.
She does something that's like... And Ari's like, I can't believe that Crystal would attack my character like that.
Can you not, Ari? Oh, Ari. Dumb, lovable Ari.
I want to talk about the credits scene
where Marique
tells Chelsea that she was glam shaming her. I want to say that as a member of academia, I feel that all the time.
Glam shamed.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel you, girl.
Well, it's a glam shame that you feel that way.
Oh, what'd we get it in?
Nice and tight. 34 minutes. You're welcome, everybody.
Tight, yeah.
You're going to have to listen to this one twice.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.